May 15, 1922 Laments and Fears of Louisa. Jesus shows her how much he loves her. Continuing in my usual state, I felt all oppressed because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Now, while I was praying, I felt there was someone behind my shoulders, and not knowing that it was Jesus, I trembled with fright. He stretched his arm, and taking my hand in his hand, told me, "Louisa, do not fear, it is I." Oppressed as I was, and tired of waiting for him, I said, "It shows, O Jesus, that you no longer love me as before. You took everything away from me, even suffering. You alone were left to me, but so very often you fly away, and I don't know what to do, nor where to find you. Ah, it is really true that you don't love me anymore." And Jesus, assuming a dignified appearance, such as to strike fear, added, "You offend me by telling me that I no longer love you as before. Mind this, for the mere suspicion that I may not love you is the greatest offense for me. How is this, I don't love you? So, you hold all the graces I am giving you as trifles." I remained confused, and I really trembled at seeing the severe look of Jesus, and in the depth of my heart I implored forgiveness and pity. And he, softening, promised me that you will not say it anymore. And to show you that I love you, I want to make you suffer, letting you share in my pains. Then, after I suffered a little, he repeated, "Now I want to show you how I love you." So he showed his heart opened, and immense seas of power, of wisdom, of goodness, of love, of beauty, of sanctity, came out from within it. In the center of each one of these seas it was written, "Louisa, daughter of my immensity, daughter of my power, daughter of my wisdom, daughter of my goodness, daughter of my love, daughter of my beauty, daughter of my sanctity." The more I looked, the more I remained confused. "And Jesus, have you seen how much I love you? And how, not only in my heart, but in all of my attributes I carry your name written, and your name written in me makes avenue currents of grace, of light, of love, etc., open for you? Yet, you tell me that I do not love you? How can you even suspect this? Only Jesus knows how crushed I remained, thinking that I had offended my Jesus, and even in his presence. Oh God, what pain! How awful guilt is!